questions for you.
Okay.
But first, let's take one from the chat room. Whimsy, that's what's written there. Are there weeds that overtake seagrass, like weeds in a lawn?
Well, we're not working with seagrasses, and so I'll reserve that for someone on the chat room to answer, one of the experts in there.
Well, my question for you would be, I mentioned earlier there are lots of different kinds of reefs out in the Gulf, and I know your particular interest is with artificial reef systems. Can you tell us a little bit of comparison contrast about how an artificial reef actually resembles a natural reef, and what are the organisms that might inhabit both or might inhabit one or the other?
Well, an artificial reef, all it is giving is the bottom structure for an animal to attach to. Shelley's going to talk about the flower gardens, but actually what it is a hard rock area that animals have attached to. And what we have provided here is an oil rig, which is steel. It has a nice round surface, and it allows the animals, as they're passing over in the water column, to settle on it. And so then once there's a lot of live animals there, that's when the fish come. And they'll see that they can feed off of those animals, or that they can just come there, you know, to hang out.
So they just come and hang around and find protection?
Protection.
What are the water conditions like around these rigs?
Well, if you watched the earlier video while Quentin was underwater, you saw that he was being bounced around quite a bit near the surface, but it was a lot calmer down deep.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And darker down deep.
And darker down deep.
I noticed you have a list on your website here of different kinds of things that are going to be put in the water. Can you explain some of those for us?
Well, right now we have about 45 oil and gas rigs. We're going to get three more. We have 12 Liberty ships. If you look at this list on page 5, we have a Navy barge down in Port Isabel. We also have a tugboat down there. We have some barges off of Port Aransas. We have 44 concrete culverts off of Port Aransas, and we're about to get some power poles from Central Power and Light District to put out there too. We have 300 fly ash blocks that we put offshore from HLMP off of Galveston, and we have 132 reef balls we put offshore, 100 of them made by the Seaborne cadets at Texas A&M, 50 quarry rocks donated by Reed Tool Company, which are now off of Sabine, and we have a welded pipe structure from Conoco off of Galveston. So we have a diversity of materials that are out there and are available for animals to attach to.
Providing a lot of habitat that wouldn't normally be there.
Right, and that's our job at Parks and Wildlife, to at least provide habitat for inshore reefs and to preserve as many offshore structures that are there.
Well, that was great, great information about artificial reefs. What we're going to do now is we're going to go back over to Ted, and he's going to tell us about...
Seagrasses.
Seagrasses.
Thank you.